KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for isolated showers and thunderstorms today with a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Just a few sprinkles along the I-80 corridor over west of Avoca and north of Avoca along Highway 59. The bulk of the showers are between Harlan, Defiance, Dow City, and Manila, and those are moving off very slowly to the east. Some light to moderate rain at times. In the news, an Iowa trial for a former Nebraska jail employee facing child sex and pornography charges has been delayed. The Council Bluffs trial of Sean Bowe was rescheduled to begin October 18th at the request of prosecution and defense attorneys. The trial was supposed to have begun yesterday. Bowe has pleaded not guilty to Iowa charges of sexual abuse, sexual exploitation of a minor, and related crimes. He's also been charged in federal court with child pornography possession. Bowe, who lives in Council Bluffs, was a corrections sergeant at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail in Omaha when he was arrested in March. Creston police report the arrest at around 2:30 this morning of a woman from Afton on a drug charge. 21-year-old Ashley Starlin was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense and OWI. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Tuesday night, Creston police arrested 20-year-old Dominic Yagazar of Lenox for fifth-degree theft, and the man was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. On Monday night, 39-year-old Jason Joyce of Crane, Missouri, was arrested on an Adams County warrant in Creston for contempt of court on a violation of protection order. Joyce was later released on bond. A pedestrian was struck by a pickup truck last night while walking along a southern Iowa highway. The Iowa State Patrol reports 39-year-old Daniel Warlop of Rockford, Illinois, was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines following the accident that happened at around 11:25 p.m. on Highway 2 in Decatur County. Authorities say Warlop was walking west on the highway when, for reasons unknown, he fell onto the road. Moments later, he was unavoidably hit by a westbound 2014 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 39-year-old Michael Sabotka of Tingley. The accident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in state news this morning, health care providers testified at the state capitol Tuesday in a hearing on Iowa's new privatized Medicaid program. The program is a combined operation with federal and state health care systems providing services for the poor and disabled. The leader of the ABCM Corporation, Tim Roberts, talked about the issues with the 30 nursing homes his company operates.
As of yesterday, we are still owed over $3.3 million for April, May, and June services. In order to make up this delay in payments, we've had to increase our short-term borrowings by $3.3 million to make sure we made payroll.
Orchard Place of Des Moines CEO Ann Starr spoke of similar issues.
What's happened since the transition to the new Medicaid plan? Orchard Place is awaiting payment from the MCOs in the amount of $978,370. This is about one-third of our Medicaid billing since April 1st. So just a little shy of $1 million.
Starr says the providers have been helpful, but the new system has dramatically increased the time it takes to get the claims paid.
I had a therapist last week in the hallway in our residential program stop me and just really, really deflated say, I have spent more time this week on the phone with managed care companies than I have spent with kids. Not why he gets up in the morning to come to work.
Senator Joe Balcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, made some comments after the providers testified.
This isn't some little anomaly over here. There's little problem that's cropped up in this major change. This is a huge problem of the rollout of this. For months we've said this is, one, it's a bad idea, and two, we're not ready. But from everything I've heard today, this couldn't be going worse.
And a service provider has also testified at the hearing. Amerigroup plan president Cynthia McDonald says they know there are some problems.
The providers, the members here who are talking about their reality is real to us as well.
McDonald said she's worked on other big rollouts before, and it's not unusual to have issues as things get going.
The overall message is that we are building, we are working through the process of implementation. It is a process. It's something that builds along here, and that it does get better. That is the guarantee. It does get better.
Cheryl Harding is the market president for Iowa AmeriHealth.
I would echo my colleague's comments. We are in the very beginning of the transition of a very significant program change, and it is always difficult to go through significant change.
Harding says they understand the concerns about the amount of time it takes.
We feel as much hardship about cases or people that are struggling to find their ways through it, and we certainly reach out and try to help that situation. I would not say that the first 3 months of this initial transition has been perfect, but I would also say there are positive stories along with the negative stories.
Medicaid managers say as many as 25% of claims are being denied, but they say that's only slightly more than under the old system. They say the private companies are meeting their contractual obligations. Governor Terry Branstad's office released what it says are new data that show Iowa's Medicaid patients have more choice, access, and accountability under Medicaid modernization than ever before. The news release said patients have more choice than ever before, fitting their individual needs, more access to services, including twice as many doctors and nurses, and real accountability that will improve the health of more than 500,000 Iowans. The release also said, as 39 other states in the District of Columbia have done, Iowa is leveraging its own 30 years of Medicaid managed care experience and utilizing nationally experienced health plans to coordinate care, making Medicaid patients healthier and fitting individual needs. Also in state news, two tubers have been returned to safety after being stranded along the Des Moines River in Warren County. The two called 911 late last night to report their tube had deflated after hitting a branch. Rescuers began their search in Pleasant Hill and worked southeast down the river. The two were found around 1:30 this morning. Warren County authorities say they were found north of Hartford. One of the two required treatment for exposure. And finally, in state news, authorities say an ailing man fatally shot himself after killing his wife at their home in southeast Iowa. The Jefferson County Attorney's Office said 79-year-old Franklin Neff had called family and friends Monday telling them that he'd killed his wife, 75-year-old Enola Neff, and was going to shoot himself at their home in Packwood. After arriving, the deputies found Enola Neff had died and that Franklin Neff had a head wound likely inflicted by a handgun found next to him. Authorities say he died later Monday. Deputies discovered a note from Franklin Neff that indicated he and his wife had health issues and that he didn't want them to be a burden on their family. Our news was brought to you this morning by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.